Within the Gentle Guided Awareness podcast, we'll be exploring a sense of deep kindness. I'm Stephen Bueller. This is the Gentle Guided Awareness podcast. We'll be aiming to have an authentic experience of relaxation, release, gratitude, among other things. So I'll invite us to begin by just acknowledging how we are right here, right now. Just draping that with a kindness, a deep, deep kindness. So in your body, you may notice what's brought you to this moment. If it's in your morning, maybe there's a sense of fatigue or rest, or maybe at the end of the day, you feel your nervous system's full of charge and energy, thoughts or worries, or neutral. So wherever you have been that's contributed to how you are now, just say hello to that by sensing that in your body, just by feeling the architecture, the energy that flows, and the structures of your body that contain and resist that flow. Holding patterns. So the intention of this session today is to experience more deeply a sense of connection to your body, to the non-thinking experience of you. And in doing so, that raw and real and authentic acknowledging of yourself, that opens a doorway to an experience of grace, of ease, of fullness, of feeling seen, of relaxing, opening. So I want to invite everyone and invite myself to just notice what is at the forefront of awareness. Without any effort to change what that is, what is it that's coming forward? Is it a thought or a sensation? There may be a whole story or narrative around that experience that's blooming. A tightness in the neck moves into a sense of crankiness, tightening the neck more. Or from this place of, you could say, no judgment, of pure goodness, from the part of the universe that's so in love with us, that loves us. See if you can feel what that might be like, if that was really true. Feel that in your body, that sense of for me, I remember as a child, I'd be asleep in the car. My parents were out. My father would pick me up and I would be awake, but I would be so tired. My body was limp and I'd feel him carrying me, holding me no matter what presence in my body or lack thereof I might be having. So see if you can feel what that might be like. That kind of kindness. So the recipe is just acknowledging whatever cascades like a waterfall forward into awareness, whether it's sensation or thought or judgment, distraction, wherever our lens of awareness happens to land. No matter where it lands, there's an embrace and a yes and a kindness and a goodness, like feeling held, like your whole body is held and suspended with a care. So there's kind of a harmonic that starts to happen. You could say a layering that starts to occur, where there's the part of myself or parts of myself that are really in reaction or in pain or in judgment or in thought, in anxiety, in busyness, in impulse, in avoidance, in reactivity. So whatever is going on at that level, I'm noticing that, I'm feeling that, I'm experiencing that without having to put the engine into drive and have that run my actions. So it's a lot like a virtual staging environment, you know, a practice platform of some sort, you know, to feel and watch and experience. Mostly as sensation in the body, safely, gently, slowly, you know. It can be helpful if sensations start to stir us too much to reorient to the body and to a sense of bigness or wholeness or fullness, you know, to feel with the hands even how to push down our connection to the earth. It's sort of like plugging in. Moving my hands down, and I'm kind of pushing down all the material down into the earth. Not anything bad, but just, you know, sort of like I keep thinking of Superman's Fortress of Solitude crystals for some reason when they descend. So they're just kind of descending into the earth, and that's what I'm doing too. My whole energy is descending into the earth, and I'm feeling that. With my body. I'm not looking for it with my mind. I'm not trying to find it. I'm just allowing. I'm letting my body do what my body knows how to do. which in this moment is my invitation for it to descend and to rest and to settle. Plugging down into the earth with my Superman crystals. Fully and deeply, really just sort of like all of that in my body and the energy of what flows and what's held, all of that just sort of aligns, locking down into the planet. I am part of Mother Earth. I am Mother Earth. So from this place of acknowledging ourselves, saying hello, really with the honey of kindness just dripping all through our bodies. You know, it is luxurious and sensual, this experience of kindness. Just letting kindness be kind all over me. So I'm going to invite you, if you're called, you know, as you're grounding and, you know, as you're using your eyes, you know, to orient, to experience, you know, if that feels more comfortable, you know, you can look around or move a little bit. It's fine. You know, but if you can, try to stay in the sense of the kind of the honey flow of the body. You know, there's this sort of slow, for me, I grew up in Texas, so it feels like being in the South when it's hot. You know, everything's just slower. You're talking slower. You're moving slower. So see if you can feel that sense of slower. So in our last few minutes, I'm going to invite you to just cultivate wherever it feels authentic in your space, in your body. You know, for me, my heart is a place where I like to try to draw a sense of goodness and kindness. You know, to fill my heart with that. You could say from the universe, from the goodness and kindness of the universe. Can be helpful to think of good and kind people that I've known or that I've liked to have known. Just sort of imagining them around me. All of these good and kind people. Turning on their heart energy blasts, just blasting me with their kindness and their goodness, making it my own kindness, my own goodness that I use for myself. Almost all of it is for myself. I fill myself with the kindness. Fill my heart with the kindness. until it starts to, I'm so full, it's now overflowing. So I'm bursting forth with this goodness and this kindness.